cut theirs in big enough pieces. But you know, my child eats pizza. That's all he wants is pizza right. and the green salad. And right, we usually, yeah. maybe we'd serve some buttered corn or something uh-huh. and coleslaw. Uh-huh. And that's about all they wanted. So you got to give them a lot of it.
Mm. Well, are they serving soft drinks in high schools now?
No, not in Alabama. They have soft drinks on campus. And they have the machines where the children can get drinks. But you know, they had so many fights with Coke bottles.
Oh, really?
And so they stopped them from bringing the Coke bottles on the campus. And they bring all the drinks in cans. So they can't. We had a ride up there one day, and they hit each other with Coke bottles. And you know, that's a very dangerous weapon.
You could kill somebody with Coke bottles.
You sure can. Some of the teachers got hit. So they just bring it in tin cans now. Which is a good idea. They're not supposed to sell the drinks during the noon hour. That's supposed to be off limits to the children. But really and truly, they have every kind of machine over there that you can think of. Now, they don't have these machines in the elementary schools. They can't get soft drinks, which is good. Children eat. But after they get in high school, the junior highs don't even have drinks. But after you get in high school, well, they have the drink machines and all kinds of potato chips and cookies and peanuts and machines, you know. And that's, you see, in a lunchroom, the more children you feed, and they keep account of your record and give it to you, whether you're coming out of the hole or you're making any money or what, see. And so if you don't have a good participation, well, you don't come out. And in the winter months, the children eat better because the Cokes don't taste quite so good. They want something hot in their stomachs. But when spring comes and it gets hot weather, well, our count just drops off something terrible. And that's the reason, because a lot of the children, and they say it's the affluent that's starving today, that are not getting the proper food because they drink the drinks, they got the money to buy the drinks and the, mm-hmm. all the chips and things they want, see. Mm-hmm. And so 50 cents is what we charge for a lunch. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll take their money and go, you know, and get them a drink. And 50 cents really won't buy much out of those machines because those chips and things are 20 cents. And so really, and then too, we have free lunches. About half are free lunches. We had a few white, but most of them were colored. And they eat their food well. And so really, they're more nourished
yeah.
and have better food to eat than the affluent child.
No,
so those things ought not be in the stool. They just ought not be there, but the school makes money on it. And that's why they keep it. That's why they keep it, because we worked hard to try to get them to take it out. But, our superintendent says that because they make money on it, they can keep it in there and the child can have it if he wants it. So. But we have this American School Food Service, you know. Then we have the Arkansas School Food Service. It comes right on down into Union County School Food Service. It's one of the largest. It's next to the, I believe it is the largest institutional food service in the world. They did say, except the armed forces. But I think now that the armed forces, you know, have dropped down, there's not as many people in service as it used to be. So I really think now that